what you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. The end won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Oh my gosh, we are fighting another day. We had a day off yesterday. Shady was seeing some family and a very amazing time I'm sure he had. But well, let's hear from him. Shady Groove, welcome to the MG Show.
I would like to thank the audience for affording me a day off yesterday. I had an absolutely wonderful time spending with my little sister-in-law and the new niece. We have a new addition to the family, and she was so spectacular, and we had a great time. I got to go down to Northern California, and fortunately enough for us, we had a massive snowstorm, and they couldn't get there for the first day, and so I asked Jeff. I was like, come on, Jeff, let's not work on Monday so I can hang out with family. And he was so gracious to allow me. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, and I saw the pictures of your brand new little beautiful niece, and she's gorgeous, Shady. And, you know, it was great to talk to, you know, the sister, your sister-in-law. And, you know,
yeah, she sounds what it's about.
This is what it's about. It's about family. And she sounds exactly like your wife, Shady Groove.
Yes, she does. We had a great time. We ended up going out to the redwoods, and I've never been in the redwood trees with snow on the trees before. So that was pretty cool to like be down there near the coastal areas of the Pacific Ocean and see snow at the coast. So
yeah,
be careful out there, everybody. There's a lot of crazy weather on the West Coast right now.
Yeah, pretty interesting. And Shady, I'd like to thank the audience for this. Flannel Friday, the fight for the wall is for so much more. 45,000 views, and then wow. We replayed it on Monday. We got another 23,000 views rounding up. It is very important, and today they have the wall hearing, so we're going to be talking about how and looking at how these demons are protecting the wall being left open with the human drug trafficking of people from people in, you know, people that are used to socialism, people that are used to communism. These people are coming through the border, and you know that's how you change a society, by overwhelming them with an ideology that doesn't agree with America First. It's that simple, guys.
It really is, and thank you for the feedback on that show. We got a lot of great feedback on all platforms for the presentation there on Friday. It's a big deal to help people get oriented to, especially going forward and trying to talk to your friends and family. They're weaponized. They think you're racist. They think all this crazy stuff about you, and they don't understand that you afford everybody the same rights that you expect yourself. And they don't seem do that on the other side for us.
No, and we're going to be looking, peeking into the Mayorkas thing. I mean, that guy should resign. The little weasel that he's got, Bear, I think his name is, or Beer. I couldn't make out the name. But these people are sick. You know, they're saying, oh, well, weed expanded. It's legal in all these states, dude. And we're not worried about the weed. We're worried about fentanyl. We're worried about, oh my God. And Leelig says, and we'll vote too. Yes, these illegals will vote as well. And we are calling them illegals. They are illegal immigrants. They are unlike the immigrants that your family came over to maybe Ellis Island, or maybe they came, you know, more recently and actually did the paperwork, actually took the test, actually knows what America is about. And it's not racism. It's not misogyny. That's all been debunked.
We debunked it.
We debunked it. And it's for changing the way your country is. It's changing the ideology of your country. The wall is more than you know. And that Friday and yesterday's show really took off, Shady Groove.
It did. And like I said, I'm glad of the response. Sometimes whenever we talk about these things, people get emotionally triggered and kind of lash out and get upset. But you guys handled it very well and understood the message. And so thank you. We really appreciate that. And it's not a small thing. It's not a small thing to protect the border of your country. It's a very, very big deal. It's the corner, one of the cornerstones of any country to exist. Is a secure border.
And the people coming over are victims. We don't need to hate them. Not them. They're pawns on a chessboard. I'd also like to point out Mac Qshaw 74. He came here legally. Legally.
Yep.
And he loves this country and he will fight the death for it. And it wasn't easy for his family. And God bless you, Mac. We love you, man. Oh my God. And say hello to the family, please, for me if you can.
Absolutely.
And she didn't. Brings us to like how we do this every day. We do this because of you, the Rumble Rants. Thank you very much. I already saw Rambler. Thank you so much, my friend, for the Rumble Rant. I don't know if I missed any, but if I did, I'm so sorry. We've got one right here from Ross Pure. Cheers, guys. Cheers to you, mate. We love you over there. And, you know, we are worldwide as well, guys. This show goes worldwide. The podcast is available on rumble.com. What is it? mg.show/podcast. Go there. Or just, you know, find our podcast, take your Apple, you know, tune into the MG show or, you know, MG show on your Apple Podcast, MG show. We can listen to it there. You can listen to Red State Talk Radio. We love Red State Talk Radio. Just use your spy device and say tune in, because they use TuneIn, to Red State Talk Radio. And you can hear us live if you're out and about. Thank you. Or redstatetalkradio.com. Also, Shady Groove, we've got Brighteon.tv. We love our Brighteon family. Thank you very much, Scott, for this opportunity to have our first hour. We'd love to, but we've got our first hour on here, and I guess we can't complain because we love our Brighteon family. Thank you guys so much for the viewership and watching us every day. Apparently we're going to get more, you know, idea as to how many people are watching, but we think a lot of people are watching us on Brighteon.tv from the emails we get. And we're not sponsored by Lucifizer, Shady. We're sponsored by you, the beautiful people. And fieldofgreens.com is sponsoring us again this week. Fieldofgreens.com is amazing. You know, you might be, you know, struggling with some little extra pounds, you know, I don't know. You know, you had the pandemic, you know, are you back in shape yet? Are you trying to get back in shape? You know, how sick of you are, you know, all the ads for these weight loss pills. I mean, the deep state even wants to aggressively treat children with drugs and or operations for weight loss. How about do it the natural way? The way of eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. How about that? How about maybe a little exercise? Walk the dog. Get outside. We were an outside generation. In fact, we were free-range parenting, Shady. I mean, we were out and about all the time. Yeah. Now we're afraid of our own shadow and our kids can't play outside. So we're kind of, you know, in a catch-22. But, you know, if you had the 5 healthy servings of vegetables, incorporating the gym, do that and the weight will probably fall off. But, you know, vegetables, Shady.
Not a fan.
I mean, you know, I like them, but who has all the time to prepare those every day? I mean, we're in an active lifestyle. We're out and about. We're doing things. But let's talk Field of Greens. Fieldofgreens.com. It is a science-backed formula of specific fruits and vegetables that you won't find in any other product. Proper nutrition reboots your metabolism, guys. It helps you. It helps you, you know, get to the gym. That's the hardest part. Hardest part of going to the gym is going through that front door until it's a habit, right? So you burn the calories faster. Proper nutrition, as I was saying, it reboosts your metabolism, but it's a healthier way of losing weight. It's actually the natural way of losing weight, Shady Groove. And Field of Greens is the only brand backed by a better health promise. Yes, you will look and feel healthier. I mean, I do, Shady Groove. I mean, I don't know about looks. You know, I can't fix that. I can't fix looks, Shady.
There's only so much we can do.
You know, the face for radio. But this brand is backed by a better health promise, and you'll feel and look healthier and feel healthier fast. And the greatest proof will come with your next checkup when your doctor says, wow, you've lost weight. Whatever you're doing, keep it up. And let's start you guys off right now with the 15% off right now. Fieldofgreens.com. Use code MGSHOW. Fieldofgreens.com. Use code MGSHOW. They're saying, hey, you know, it's a little light in the purchases, but I'd love you guys. I'm challenging you guys who haven't already to go to fieldofgreens.com using that code MGSHOW and try it. Just try one. We'll get you 15% off that first batch. If you sign up for regular shipments, you'll get an additional 10% off. But please help us out. Help Field of Greens out. Help yourself out. It's a win, win, win. Shady Groove.
A three-way win all across the board. Thank you guys so much. Let's get Patriots healthy so that we can help the MG show and also so we can get out there and be more active every day. We've got a year and a half run up to the 2024 election. We're going to need all hands on deck, ladies and gentlemen. Plus, we need you in good shape.
Absolutely. And Qsha, Mac, thank you. Here's something small for getting the truth, guys. Thank you. He did a $50 Rumble rant. Mac.
Thanks, Mac.
Love you, brother. Thank you so much. You know, we are here for you. We're not sponsored by Lucifizer, and we need your help. Yeti, roll that beautiful boom footage.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. MyPillow 2.0.
When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
And welcome back, all you red pillars. Hoo-wah. Yeah. MyPillow.com, 800-873-0478. 800-873-0478. Please, you gotta get new pillows. You do. You got to get new pillows, new sheets. You got to do it. You got to get towel. Help us out. MyPillow.com using code MGSHOW anywhere on the site and or MyPillow.com/MGSHOW to see the current specials. You guys are funny. I vape my greens every day. You guys, I love the comments. Love them. Shady, I want to kind of cover something really quick. I want to cover something up. It's like, what am I in a litter box? But we had we played this on Friday's show when we were talking about the border, Shady Groove, and I'm going to play it real quick, okay? Yep. Shady, real quick, did we have any on the special guest that we might have on? Did we confirm that yet?
We did. We did confirm that John Thaler will be here live at noon tomorrow. The whistleblower who put together the hearing, the lady, the Jackie Brager, who did the hearing that you saw the replay of yesterday, like her, colleague, John Thaler, it was him, her, and a few other people at the law firm. So he will be here tomorrow. And I think that Jackie's going to be here as well.
So we have them tomorrow, guys. The border is more than you know. And that was a great show Friday. We played the whole hearing with Ms. Brager, and it was amazing. And we're going to have John Thaler on here, the MG show, tomorrow, 12:05 p.m., right here.
Shady went viral.
Shady went viral. Shady's tweet went viral. We're going to play this, but let's go check your tweet and see what we're at. But this is the gentleman. And Donald J. Trump says, "You really get it. Thank you." Here we go.
"Hello, people. How you doing? I was just sitting here watching some TikTok stuff, and it just swelled up something in my spirit. I'm just going to come on here and say it, man. Mr. President Donald Trump, I want to meet you so bad. Mainly to apologize face to face for allowing the media to influence my opinion of you. I've been digging and doing my research, man. So many hidden things that they hid that you were doing. If you run again, you have my vote this time. I'm not a media puppet anymore. I see. So, Mr. President Donald Trump, and oh yeah, if you see my boy, you know who you sat down and had lunch with. Think about it. You'll know who I'm talking about if you even see this. I want to meet him too. I really don't know too much about anything except for the last 3 months, 4 months. His doings now have caused me to take an interest. Your doings now, your doings then, yeah, I wish you had stayed president 2 terms. Shoot, 4. Now, please, people on TikTok, don't give me no hell for saying this. I really don't give a damn if you do, but man, if y'all knew some of the things that I know, some of you already do about the president we just had and the president we have now, you'd be trying to go to another country somewhere. Mr. President Donald Trump, may God protect and bless you. Deuces. That means peace, in case you didn't know.
That means peace, in case you didn't know. Now, what's very important about that is, you know, we played this on the show Friday, Shady Groove, and yes. Saturday, Trump retruthed it, truthed it himself, right? By the way, I want to say happy birthday to Kelly Seamus. Happy birthday to you. She says she loves the show. We love you. Thank you for tuning in today. We really appreciate you. So I want to actually just kind of go over this real quick because, you know, timestamps, right, of Donald J. Trump. This one was very interesting. Let me just show you the actual timestamp. It was 5:49, okay? 5:49 p.m. Okay, so we go to 1749. 1749 is very interesting. Patriots are united in their pursuit of common goals. Good versus evil, right versus wrong, humanity. Power over another person is not okay. Patriots are not divided. Borders do not separate us. We fight together. We are strong together. We the people, where we go one, we go all. Q. Now, Shady, there is a link right here, reddit.com, great, the R, you know, Reddit, greatawakening, you know, yep. Comments right here, letter to America. Let's actually check that out. It's very interesting, guys, because it kind of goes with the show that we did on Friday, A Letter to America. And I'm going to go ahead and read it, Shady. I am one of the many who are watching these historic events unfold from the outside. I am neither American-born nor domiciled. I have visited your fair country on several occasions during my 50 years on this planet and have always felt an affinity with you, the average Joe American. That is because the average Joe American is warm, welcoming, decent, and brave. You respect those who have put on your military uniform and risked all for your country, and I respect that. Your honor, you honor your founders and foundational and very unique constitution, and I can respect that. You look out for your communities and families, and I respect that too. You have, in essence, a decency and strength that is truly worthy of the moniker American exceptionalism. America is not just a word or idea. It is people who share common values of freedom, independence, equality, family, loyalty. I appreciate this message is going to sound a little corny, but I see you being attacked by half the country. I see frustration in some of you that arrests are not coming fast enough, and I saw tonight's Q's frustration that we weren't seeing the progress that was occurring right before our eyes, nor the complexity and danger of the war that was raging and is waging around us. We have all been chosen by God to live in this period of history, a time when in all likelihood the United States is all that stands between our civilization's total capitulation to this evil and a future that we would want to pass on to those who inherit this earth from us. However, it is you, the citizens of the United States of America, that are bearing the greatest burden in this fight. Your media likes to tell you what you're despised, that you are despised through the world, and that anti-Americanism is widespread and that you should tread more lightly. I would like to say to you that that is bull poop. What is happening at this moment in time, led by your president, Donald J. Trump at the time, and this phenomenon of Q is attracting the attention and support of the world. We are you and you are us. We share your contempt for the corruption. For those that would sell out the interests of our countries for their own benefit and most egregiously harm our children in ways that have not even believed were possible. As you are attacked by both your own and your international media and those in your community who have not yet or may never wake up to what has and is happening, please know that you're not alone in this fight. What you are doing is inspiring. It is glorious and just. To President Trump and Q, and to those sharp end of this war, whilst not American citizens, please know that we outsiders are in awe of you and those who stand beside you. We know that this has not been attempted before. We see the gravity of what is unfolding and the courage and the spirit it took to engage such an enemy. It is clear that this is an international cabal, still has the ability to inflict pain and death, and no hesitation to do so. It is hidden, clever, evil, and well dug in. Lest we forget that this is a real war and good people are dying. Please know that there are many out here who understand your sacrifices and the risks being taken on our behalf. Thank you and God bless you all. Where we go one, we go all.
Wow. I'm so glad that you read that today. And I'm so excited for the future moving forward. Simply hearing that again reinvigorates me, re-inspires me to understand what it is we're all doing here. The world is watching. It's not just cliche. It's real.
Yeah. So if you guys want the link, it's on my Truth Social. Here is the actual link to my little mini decode. But here's the link to the A Letter to America right there. It's archived. But the link to the show is the fight for the wall is so much more. The first hour is the testimony of Miss Brieger, Shady Groove. And then the second hour is why the wall is for so much more, that fight. And the fight, and by the way, Shady Groove, let me just keep going. You really get it. Thank you. This gentleman really gets it. Thank you. And that goes to this post right here. And it's only got 29 retruths, 68 likes. Isn't that wonderful? Wow, I love True Social.
It doesn't work so good, does it?
No, I'm sorry. It's kind of, you know, upsetting me a little bit. But there it is. There's the True Social link. Now, this gentleman did come out again, and here is the latest video. This is amazing. I saw it. Thank you so much. Thank you, family, so much. Here we go.
Assalamu alaikum. How y'all doing? I just got home from work. I PTO'd and came home a little early. But when I was sitting in the break room, waiting for my Lyft ride to come pick me up, my wife and I was scrolling through, you know, TikTok messages, because I've been answering messages back and liking messages, and I can't not respond. I have to. It's going to take me a while because I have to do it slow or to knock it all off. But anyway, I was sitting there scrolling through TikTok, and I saw somebody say that I was on Twitter. Somebody put my video on Twitter, and it was trending. And I was like, wow, I don't even know really. Anyway, so I kept on scrolling down, and I seen somebody say that Trump saw my post on his Truth Social media site. So I'm like, what? So I downloaded Truth Social and went over there and seen it, found it, and saw his message to me. And that meant a lot to me. Thank you, President Donald J. Trump. I appreciate that. I really do. It lifted my spirits a whole lot. It really has. And I'm going to continue to be free-minded. You know, a pioneer in my own thoughts, so to speak. I've been catching a lot of flack, but it don't bother me. I'm 51 years old, ex-pastor, ex-cop. Y'all can say to the negative people, most of them are Democrats. Y'all can say what you want to say. And one dude came on there and said, you know, we're trying to help you. Man, in 1792, when the Democrats first originated, their doctrine was anti-civil and political rights for African Americans. And then they say they changed it now in a later part and offering welfare and all that stuff. That does not help. It cripples. For some people, it helps. But the majority of the people, it cripples. So thank you, people, family, men, women. I appreciate you and I love you much. And you'll get messages from me if it's a like, if it's an actual message. My wife as well. I thank you guys so much. May God bless you. May God keep you. And Trump 2024.
That's right. Deuces. And that means peace for you all that don't know. And that's Hamza Lewis. He is on Truth Social. Mikey, thank you very much. He provided that link down there for everybody. It's Hamza Lewis. Here he is. No truths right now, so we can't say the MG show sent you. But he's got 1,600 followers already, and he's following 129. So very interesting, guys. Go over there. Give him a follow. What a great patriot. Now, and that kind of like hits home Friday's show. Of the wall is more important than you know. And you notice that he used a Muslim greeting, okay? It doesn't matter who you are as long as your ideology is you love this country. That's what this country is about. It's a melting pot. We were called a melting pot. And there's all different faiths, colors, religions, whatever you want to call it. And we're all different. Just don't harm me, right? I mean, it's really simple. It's rocket science. Shady.
It really is. And look at the differentiation that we have clearly on display here. I mean, Donald Trump, not only did he go to East Palestine, but he also saw this video and addressed it and reposted it and amplified the gentleman's message right there. Joe Biden, where's Joe Biden? Joe Biden doesn't go to East Palestine. Joe Biden never looks at the common man in the eye. Joe Biden never says that I feel your pain and we are going to work to fix it. When do you ever see the man saying that if it's not about Ukraine? I'm serious. He doesn't.
Yeah, I saw that you put a Posobiec video talking about, like, you know, that was a meme. He really didn't say that. But, yeah, you know, it could happen. I mean, he could install the draft to have your kids fight over in Ukraine.
And that was really the reason I put it up, was so that people could see kind of what they're trying to insert into the narrative here. They're trying to use all this AI. They're trying to use the AI to control our language. They've got AI. They got fake accounts out there that are working in tandem with the AI to mockingbird it, you know, to spread the message. And it's just very interesting that all of a sudden here comes this narrative.
Yeah. Yeah. So Wet Yeti just made a truth to thank him. Very well. Very good job, Wet Yeti. And let's get over there and thank him. But guys, this show was probably one of the most important shows that we've done. So far, it's gotten 45 plus 22,000. This show, please share it. Our number two is pretty spectacular. It's the wall, and the fight for the wall is for so much more, Shady Groove.
And it's not about fighting to put up a wall that keeps people out. It's about fighting to preserve our ideology here that they're attempting to dilute. I have no issue with people that want to come to America. If I were not an American, you know where I'd want to go? I'd want to go to America. So I do not begrudge people at all for wanting to come here to this country. The problem is that the Biden administration is acting like laying out the bait for people to take it and to act on it in a way that is against our laws here, in a way that is going to bring people here that have no understanding about what their standing is in court. They have no understanding about what it means to be innocent until proven guilty. These things are very complicated, especially for some people that are coming from countries where they didn't have an education. A lot of them can't write. The idea of America was that we were going to teach everyone to read and write. Then they could do whatever they wanted to if they had those read, write, arithmetic. If you had those basic skills, you could pretty much do anything. These people coming here don't have those skills, and no one made it a priority to help them attain them.
Yeah. And, you know, we've got a lot going on right now. They got the Mayorkas trial, and we're going to kind of, let's just kind of seg. What time is it right now? 37. Okay. It's, you know, we've got a lot going on within this trial. And by the way, Shady, it looks like, let me just, Mark, Sheriff Lamb is testifying as well. And we all know Sheriff Lamb. Go ahead.
We got it. Yeah, I was just going to say that someone made a comment out here about the Ken Wright's comments over on Twitter regarding the Thaler documentation that was provided for him. They're denying that was provided. Well, the gentleman that sent them the information has the receipts showing where that was presented to him. So you can see all these people is trying to pretend like they've never seen this stuff. Remember, you're never going to see what you don't want to look at. They're trying to act like that a little bit.
And Mrs. Bridger, she was an insurance salesperson. I mean,
so, you know,
knock it off. Knock it off. Knock it off. I don't care if she sold vending machines. Who cares?
Very good.
You know,
you got me nervous. Information.
Everybody is all worried about, like, oh, you wear red shoes, Matrix. I don't wear red shoes. You know. Oh, it's how about my information? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about his information. That's what we're going to do tomorrow on the MG show with John Thaler Esquire. Now, Shady Grove, this is one of our favorite guys. This is me and Sheriff Lamb. He wrote, Jeff, thank you for being a great American. Where we go, when we go all. And guess who hated that, Shady Grove?
ACAP.
ACAP. There he is. QAnon. The sheriff of Pinal County, Arizona, Mark Lamb, signed his book for QAnon Influencer in the Matrix. Booga, 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 booga. That included a QAnon slogan. Where we go one, we go all. Is, you know, we're either going to win or we're not. And where we go one, we go all. What do you want to do? Do you want to win? Press 17 you guys want to win. Let's see it.
Shady wants to win.
Shady wants to win. So does Jeff. And he's gonna.
going.
And we are good. Together we win, Shady Grove. And so let's kind of go into this a little bit. This is a little bit of what's going on in the, oh my God, it's ridiculous. Here we go. So this is Sheriff Lamb. Let's check it out.
Sheriff Lamb, thank you for being here, sir. I'm sure you understand my passion, having to listen to this nonsense. We could fix our border in 1 week. Am I right, Sheriff? If we had policy coming out of the White House that allow you to enforce the law and empower the federal agents on our border that are tasked with securing the sovereignty of our nation against the criminal cartels that control 100% of the Mexican side of our southern border. Could we do it, Sheriff Lamb? Had we done it before as recently as 2019?
Yes, Mr. Higgins, we could do that. Maybe a week might be tight, but 30 to 60 days, we could definitely fix this. We're America. We can stop this when we decide we want to stop it.
When we make a decision to enforce existing law, we can flip this thing around. Sheriff Lamb, in my remaining minute, it's a very disturbing development that we've been watching over the course of the last year or so. These guys crossing the border are increasingly violent, and your men, your deputies are encountering that. Will you characterize the demeanor and purpose of a typical gotaway that you encounter in your town and expound upon the increased violence that you're witnessing from these men?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Higgins. Absolutely. We are seeing increased violence more and more. The ranchers along the border very fear for their lives every day. These are military age men that are avoiding detection at all costs. Many have paid between $6,000 and $12,000 to come here, and that's a lot of money to them, and they're not going back, and they're not going to go down without a fight. We've had traffic stops where they've tried to run my deputies off the road while we're trying to stop a load vehicle. A secondary vehicle will try to run them off the road. We had one such vehicle. We chased all the way back to Phoenix to find it was a female with a 1.5-year-old child and a 5-month-old child in her car with her. Violence is not is absolutely an option for these people. They have zero regard for human life.
Thank you, Sheriff. Mr. Chairman, I yield.
Gentleman yields.
They have zero regard for human life. And you heard what Sheriff Lamb just said. They are military-aged men paying $6,000 to $12,000 to come here to possibly hook up with your daughter and change the way your daughter thinks. The wall is more important than you know.
Jane. And also slave labor. This is another thing that the kids, the men are military age. The kids are being used for slave labor. I saw that Jesse Waters had an expose about these kids that are now working on making Lucky Charms and Cheetos, and all of these other manufacturers, Ford, many, many others, are now utilizing child labor. It made me think when I was watching that last night, it was like they're constantly telling us, Jeff, that, oh, well, we're going to get these people away from the border to their sponsors. I'm just, man, that sponsor word sure does sound like large conglomerate, multinational, global corporations that are operating here that need cheap labor.
And or even on U.S. citizens, travel abroad is the solution to the pandemic of fentanyl poisonings.
And so,
so this guy, Shady, is a major D-bag. If I can say that, let's listen to this.
Patrol doubling the size of the Border Patrol. We doubled the amount of marijuana seizures, but the amount of marijuana in the United States did not go down because the
difference. Isn't marijuana legal in a lot of states right now, Shady? Why is he worried about marijuana?
I'm not really exactly sure of that.
Difference in cost of production in Mexico and elsewhere is so low, it's easy to just smuggle some more. And so it didn't work. In fact, it backfired in that case as well, because marijuana potency, according to the DEA, increased by more than 30% as a result of that crackdown. So we see it again and again and again. Crackdowns produce higher potency drugs, which are more dangerous to drug users. We need to focus on protecting drug users, not more crackdowns, not more border crackdowns, not more banning of asylum. That's not the answer to this problem.
We need to, Shady.
That, Mr. Chairman, I'll yield back.
We need to protect our drug users. And, you know, they're going to, if we crack down, there's going to be higher quality pot, Shady. I mean, I don't think you can get any more dangerous than fentanyl, Shady Groove, as far as a drug. You want to talk about potent and problems? It's fentanyl, Shady Groove, and it comes from China.
There is no larger threat. I mean, that we know of, over 100,000 people in 2022 that we know of directly linked to a haphazard fentanyl poisoning. A lot of that stuff isn't coming because these people are doing street drugs, guys. It's coming because they go to their friend and they want a Xanax or a Percocet or something like that. And this stuff is laced with enough fentanyl to kill them. I've heard 15 different parents' testimony over the last 6 months. The kid took a pill from his friend and he's dead. But we're worried about marijuana? I mean, I feel like queued up right now.
And prayers for queued up. He needs your prayers. He's got a little bit of an issue, a physical issue, and just pray for queued up. Miss Moody, I'm dealing with somebody very close to me fighting fentanyl. Her heart is shattered. All right, so this is Sheriff Lamb. The Sheriff Lamb is saying, what happens in my backyard today will happen in your front yard tomorrow.
And every time I've been to the border, Sheriff, I've heard these two statements. One is that it is the worst that the border has ever been, the conditions of the border, both for immigrants coming across the border, human traffic smuggling, drug smuggling. And also we hear that those frontline individuals, yourself, federal law enforcement, state and local officials, feel as though the federal government has abandoned them, that this is no longer a federal problem, and now has dumped this problem in the laps of you and other local officials. Let me ask you, do you share that same opinion that, one, the border is worse than it's ever been in your history of law enforcement, and then, two, the feeling that the federal government has abandoned you and the men and women who serve under your command?
Absolutely. It is far, far worse than it's ever been for us. And I do share the opinion that the federal government has abandoned us. We have no line of communication outside of Arizona. And we feel they've turned their back on not only the Border Patrol agents, but they've sent a clear message to us in law enforcement. They're not interested in solving this. And every effort that states like Arizona and Texas make to try to fix this problem on their end, because the federal government is failing, they try to thwart that as well. So we do feel abandoned.
And let me ask you, Sheriff, we know that in early May, Title 42 will be ending. Title 42 under the public health emergency has been a way in which we've been able to return immigrants to their country of origin very quickly. We know that DHS's own numbers, their internal numbers, which they've shared with us and which have been shared publicly, said that they believe that as many as 14,000 immigrants a day will enter the country once Title 42 expires. My public school math, 14,000 immigrants a day at roughly 30 to 31 days, depending on what month you're looking at, 425,000 immigrants a month. Last December was the worst month we had ever had, 250,000. And so we would be looking at adding another 175,000 in addition to the 250 once Title 42 goes away, assuming that the numbers DHS has provided is correct. What would that do to your community?
Well, it will demolish our community, and it will demolish communities like Yuma, and not just mine. What happens in my backyard today will be in your front yard tomorrow, no matter what state you are in.
And explain that statement, very powerful statement. What happens in your backyard today will affect our front yards tomorrow. Explain that statement, please.
They estimate that 50% of all illegal drugs in America come through Arizona's borders, and I would say that 90% of that comes through Pinal County on the I-10 interstate or I-8 interstate on its way to Phoenix. Then it gets transported out to the other states. So when I say what happens in my backyard today will be in your front yard tomorrow, that's what I refer to. And that's not just drugs. It is also humans being trafficked for slavery.
And let me ask you this, Sheriff. We've had testified before this committee before. Secretary Mayorkas has testified on several occasions. He's told both myself and Congressman Bishop to my right that the border's secure. He's also said that in Senate hearings. He said that in interviews that he's given to the media. You there being just 50 some odd miles from the southwest border, Do you agree with that assessment? Do you agree with Secretary Mayorkas that the border is secure?
I'd like to preface this first by saying I tragically lost my son and my granddaughter and my in December in a car accident. I got a handwritten note from Secretary Mayorkas, which touched my heart deeply, but I do not agree with his sentiment that the border is secure. It is not secure. It has never been more unsecure.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I yield back.
Wow.
Yeah, it's sobering. You know, we're all standing around and we're all watching all of these people out there who are literally diverting the conversation. You know, I think it's time that we stop saying human trafficking and start saying human slavery or something. I mean, we've got to be able to insert this narrative more thoroughly amongst the minds of the people to and what trafficking is. I think people hear the word trafficking and it just kind of goes in one ear and out the other. They don't understand what happens to a child who is trafficked 5 years old from Mexico. I mean, they just don't get it. You don't get it.
Yeah. I want to point out a great comment from somebody over in the Netherlands. Thank you so much, Pichil Vortel. Hi, everybody. Netherlands here. Pot works like a firewall for MK Ultra, and it is true. If you have read the Illuminati formula for creating a total mind control slave, pot is an adverse effect. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, look at like, you know, Bob Marley and the Rastafarianism. They left Jamaica, the city, because it was controlled by Britain, and went to the outskirts. Mm-hmm. They were not mindful. Very interesting, Shady. Now we've got this Mr. Bishop guy, Shady, and let's listen to this simp.
Chairman, Mr. Beer, I guess I should say congratulations. Behold your handiwork. This is what you wanted. This is what you've advocated for years. This is what the president wanted. This is what Secretary Mayorkas wanted. What minority members here have relentlessly pursued. You've advocated an open and uncontrolled border, mass immigration. You're in charge.
No, I certainly haven't. I don't know where you're getting that. Where are you getting that?
I'll ask you a question when I'm ready.
Quote something.
I will. Mr. Mayorkas has been willing to flout U.S. immigration law to achieve the mass immigration that they and you favor. And no, the migrants don't become citizens in law, but they certainly come to the United States and they're released into the United States. And you consider that to be a good thing because you think it'll reduce poverty and improve the economy. Let me tell you how that works. There was an article in the New York Times on Saturday. I'm sure you read it. Alone and exploited, migrant children work brutal jobs across the U.S. Carolina Yoke, who came to the United States on her own last year to live with a relative she had never met. The number of unaccompanied minors entering the United States climbed to a high of 130,000 last year, three times what it was 5 years earlier, and this summer is expected to bring another wave. Guess what? The federal government is supposed to be in touch with them and place them with sponsors through the Department of Health and Human Services. But although the health and HHS calls the minors it sends out a month after they go to live with these sponsors, many of whom they don't know, some of whom are sponsoring 20 children or more, the agency could not reach more than 85,000 children. Overall, the agency lost immediate contact with a third of migrant children. By all means, let's bring more in so more end up in the situation of Carolina Yoke, probably.
So what is
that? Or you could go to the article from last July. Smuggling migrants at the border is now a $1 billion business. You say, well, it's because they're illegal. If they weren't illegal, then the Mexican cartels wouldn't be able to charge them the fees that generate $15 billion in revenues. I'd like to ask you how you understand that if they have the pervasive control of the Mexican side that the Border Patrol tells me they have, how come they couldn't continue to charge the fees that they're torturing people over and placing children in indentured servitude in the United States? Why couldn't they continue to do that in a failed narco state of Mexico?
Well, we actually have experience with legal immigration of Mexicans in Central America.
You're not going to answer my question about why they can't continue to charge the fees?
We have H-2A guest worker programs that allow people to come, and they're not controlled by the cartels. We should expand those guest worker programs to allow people to come legally.
My question to you, sir, and my question to you, sir, if I'm not going to let you filibuster my time, I'm going to let you answer my question on my time.
You attacked me.
I'm going to let you answer my question if you answer my question. But that question is, what would prevent cartels from charging legal immigrants if they were coming across en masse?
Well, because we already have experience with this, sir. We have legal immigration. It's just extremely unusual and constrained. We have no year-round guest worker program.
Right. I'm not talking about guest worker programs. I've asked the question twice. You don't want to answer it. That's fine.
That's legal immigration,
sir. Let me say this. In January of this year, in January 5, in Culiacan, there was open warfare between the Mexican military and the Sinaloa cartels. The Mexican military sought to arrest Ovidio Guzman. They burned cars. They had Sinaloa soldiers running around on narco tanks, firing 50 caliber weapons at military aircraft in the air. That's a cartel that you are strengthening with your ideology, sir. And the members of this committee, the minority, who have advocated for this relentlessly, and the President of the United States and Secretary Mayorkas. And if you think it can occur in the United States, just keep going. You can come back then when you're advocates. You know, the other thing you said that's remarkable to me is the thing, what you think we need to do is have more legalization of fentanyl across the United States. That sounds like a great plan. I'd suggest you go read San Francisco by Michael Schellenberger about what's happened in that city.
Boom.
It is outrageous. It is as misguided as any policy I've ever seen in the history of mankind. And in the name of humanity,
I said we should
in the name
doctors.
Of humaneness, I don't want to hear any more of your economic arguments. I'm concerned about Carolina Yoke and those other people who've been distributed across the country to people they don't know, to homes that don't care for them, to go work in factories as children. That's not the way it's supposed to be, but it is the result of what you have advocated. My time's expired.
It's not the result of what I've advocated at all.
I now reckon.
That's not the result of what I advocated at all.
Shady, you're muted. Shady.
That's me. I got it. We're sitting here watching it. We're watching the border deteriorate, and it is because of him. It is because of their policies. This is not like something that inadvertently happened. They moved in and advocated this stuff. They destroyed a secure border 2 years ago. And that guy right there, the smugness on that guy, I need to mute myself again because I'm likely to say something that's not very nice on the air.
Here you go.
My time's expired.
Not the result of what I've advocated at all.
Gentlemen's time is
expired. And I'm going to cross my arms.
I now recognize.
Because I'm tough guy.
He's so smug. It's so smug.
Oh, my God.
And that's the way the whole establishment looks at us. When we have concern. The gentleman there was having genuine concern about things we're all concerned about. And look how much he doesn't care. He's the guy that's the public servant. That's
it. No, he's not. He's an authoritarianism. The guy's a freaking dictator. This is insane. I mean, any American, Republican, Democrat, whatever you want to label yourself, should be up in arms over this issue right now. Period.
It's not. Agreed. It's so infuriating.
And we're gonna cover Marjorie Taylor Greene. She was fire. And then we're gonna have a witness, Shady Groove. You're not gonna want to miss hour number two. It's going to be heartbreaking because this is what's really happening in America because of these dangerous policies. And guess who had the wall built, Shady Groove?
Trump.
Yeah. And we'll talk a little bit about Woody Harrelson. We'll talk about his calling out the big pharma. There was a quote there that he doesn't know any person that can stand up to the corporations. Well, in case you missed it, Woody, Trump did pretty damn good in his 4 years.
I think he missed that part. He must have been sleeping or smoking with Willie.
Smoking with Bill Maher. Oh, my God. Sorry about that. So we'll be back in hour number two. I can't believe an hour just already flew by. Tomorrow, you're not going to want to miss it, guys. We're going to have
a big show.
John Thaler tomorrow. And with that, Shady Groove, we will be right back. Hour number two is coming up. I'm going to play a song beginning of the first hour. You're going to love it. Shady, take it away.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show live on Red State Talk Radio. coming right up after these words. In the Matrix with 3X's.com.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
deplorable, and we love the name. Got the bodies in the dirt, needing someone to blame. A patch of
welcome back, hour number two, the Matrix Groove Show on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Go to InTheMatrix3x.com. We can hear you.
I hack it out. I'll get out of all your boxes, I'll get out. You can't hold me in these chains, I'll get out. Father, free me from this bondage, knowing my condition is the reason I must change. Your stinking resolution is no type of solution, preventing me from freedom, maintaining your pollution. I won't support your lie no more. I won't even try no more. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live. I won't be compromised no more. I can't be victimized no more. I just don't sympathize no more. 'Cause now I understand. You just wanna use me. You say love then abuse me. You never thought you'd lose me, but how quickly we forget that nothing is for certain. You thought I'd stay here hurting. Your guilt trip's just not working, repressing me to death. 'Cause now I'm choosing life, yo. I'll take the sacrifice, yo. If everything was gold and gold, that's how I choose to live.
Okay, we're getting there. At least I had a chunk. Okay, it's how I choose to live.
No more compromises. I see past your disguises, blindly through mind control, stealing my eternal soul, appealing through material to keep me as your slave. But I'll get out. Oh, I get out of all your boxes, I get out. Oh, you can't hold me in these chains, I'll get out. Oh, I want out of social bondage, knowing my condition, oh, is the reason I must change. See, what you see is what you get. Oh, and you ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, I don't care if you're upset. I could care less if you're upset. See, you don't change the truth, and your hurt feelings no excuse to keep me in this box. Psychological locks, repressing true expression, cementing this repression, promoting mass deception so that no one can be healed. I don't respect your system, I won't protect your system. When you talk, I don't listen. Oh, let my father's will be done, and just get out. Oh, just get out of all this bondage, just get out. Oh, you can't hold me in these chains, just get out. Oh, these traditions killing freedom, knowing my condition is the reason I must change. I just accepted what you say, keeping me among the dead. The only way to know is to walk, then learn, and grow. But faith is not your speed, or you'd have everyone believe that you're the sole authority. Just follow the majority, afraid to face reality. The system is a joke, or you'd be smart to save your soul. Oh, and escape this mind control. You spend your life in sacrifice to a system for the dead. Oh, are you sure where's the passion in this living? Are you sure it's God you're serving? Obligated to a system, getting less than you're deserving. Who made up these schools, I say? Who made up these rules, I say? Animal conditioning, or just to keep us as a slave, or just get out of this social purgatory, just get out. Oh, these traditions are alive, just get out.
condition kill the freedom. Knowing my condition is the reason I must die.
The great Lauryn Hill, everybody. Wow. Spectacular. Oh, look at that.
So good.
Okay. All right.
She's so amazing. And that song, you know, she was actually under, you know, she was in Fugees. She was, you know, solo. She's done, you know, many raps. She's acted. She's done commercials. She's done it all. And this was during a time when the IRS came after her because she wanted to get out of the system. I Get Out is what she wrote. And it's an amazing song. And God bless Lauryn Hill for that song. You know, but, you know, I don't know what's going on with her now, but that song should hit home for a lot of people here on this show.
Very inspiring and words of wisdom as well.
Yeah. Whew, I tell you, I get out. So we're going to go ahead and... by the way, Chicago, get out and vote out Beetlejuice now. Beetlejuice, don't say it three times, but we need her out, guys. Demos absolutely. Just got tickets for Clay Clark's Las Vegas event. The lady who helped me get the ticket is a longtime follower of the MG Show from the beginning. Got my MG Show discount, where we go nice. One, we go all, Demos. And I believe we're speaking at that one, too, Shady Groove, the Las Vegas event. We'll be speaking.
That would be correct.
Oh, boy, let's pop some heads. All right, so what I want to do is go right into the border is more important and much more than you know, guys. And again, let's reiterate it one more time for you. It's not about racism. It's about ideology. I mean, look at America. Look at your parents that might have come here or grandparents on to Ellis Island or great-grandparents, however old you are, whatever it is. They came here to a better place to make a life for their family. You know, the white picket fence, the dog, 2.14 children, you know, the American dream. And it can be had again if we get rid of all this corruption, fix our votes, everything. I mean, this is, you know, if you import people who have an ideology of socialism and communism, what are you going to get?
You're going to get socialism and communism, and you're going to get people that are minded and under the thumb of the system and that can't exist without the system. The idea of what you were just talking about, people coming here, they wanted to work hard and earn and keep what they earned. The people that are being brought here now are being given stuff for free. They're being handed it as they walk across the border. They're not doing anything. They're not working at all. They're not aspiring to earn or make a way for themselves. They're aspiring to be logged into the system and get their check every month.
And real quick, I want to just rush. I do know and Ayn Rand's work. Why are you saying that I wrote it off? It's weird, dude. Like, okay, I know a lot more about it than you might think. All right.
He gets stuck with the people that he likes. I mean, it's like you got to look deeper, guys. I understand what people wrote. I understand what they put forward, but you got to look into who these people were, who they were connected to, what was their mission. It's much bigger than you notice, Rush.
Yeah. It is. And, you know, God bless you, brother. All right. So here we go. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene. And this is fire, guys. Here we go.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have one job in the federal government, and that is to protect the United States of America, our national security, and all Americans, their life, their liberty, and their pursuit of happiness. And since the Biden administration has taken over, there has been a direct result in the number of deaths in this country from fentanyl. I want you to know that in 2020, there were 4.8 thousand pounds of fentanyl seized by CBP. But in 2021, fiscal year 2021, it increased to 11.2 thousand pounds of fentanyl was seized by the CBP. That is a direct result of Biden administration failure policies. Now, here we are in to date, fiscal year 2023, they have already seized 12.5 thousand pounds of fentanyl. The Biden administration is failing this country by not protecting our border and securing our border and stopping Chinese fentanyl from being brought into our country illegally by the cartels, and people are dying every single day because of it. Fentanyl deaths have doubled between 2 years, from April 2019 to April 2021. Those are the statistics we have going. Fentanyl deaths doubled from 32,754 to 64,178. This is a complete failure. I want you to know it's affecting every single state in the country. In Georgia, fentanyl deaths have gone up by 230%. In rural Northwest Georgia, my district, the 14th district, we are up 350%. Fentanyl does not discriminate on your skin color, your gender, your politics. Fentanyl kills everyone. It kills police officers, first responders, and tragically, fentanyl is now the number one cause of death of young Americans ages 18 to 45. And this is unforgivable. The Biden administration is responsible for this, and they have blood on their hands because they refuse to secure our border. Today we have a witness with us, Ms. Kiesling. I just want to tell you I'm so sorry from one mother to another for the death of your two sons that died from fentanyl poisoning. That should never have happened. Should never have happened to you. It should never happen to any family. It happens to families at home where I live. It happens to pretty much everyone we know. And I want to ask you, I want to thank you for being brave to come here and share your grief with our committee. But Ms. Kiesling, would your sons be alive today if our government would secure our southern border?
Oh, she's Muti Groove. There we go.
The year Caleb was born, 2000, there were 20,000 drug-related deaths. And the year they died, it was five times as many. And I appreciate you using the term fentanyl poisoning, because that's what it was. It wasn't an overdose. They had no idea that they were doing anything that could kill them. And it's because fentanyl got into this country. I heard this man over here from the Cato Institute, you know, talk about, well, it's because of demand. What I'm hearing him say is they asked for it. What the hell? Seriously? Are you kidding me? We need to protect our children. They didn't ask for that. This wasn't demand. They wanted the fentanyl. They didn't want fentanyl. They thought they were getting Percocets. Okay? He's absolutely clueless. Like, total disconnect from what's happening. You know, and to say, oh, let's just give them strips or let's give them rehab. Well, you know what? My kids got the federal. My son, Caleb, went to federal rehab. It was a flop house. It wasn't real rehab. You're wasting your money where you're sending it. I'm telling you, it's a waste of money because it wasn't real rehab. And the government paid for their drugs under COVID. They encouraged them not to stay home. All these young people in our support groups, we all talk about it, how they paid for their drugs with the federal funds under COVID that gave them incentive not to work. Healthy young people.
Thank you, Ms. Kiesling. This government has failed you, and it's failing American families, and it's failing, most of all, it's failing our children and our young people. Thank you very much.
Lady's time has expired.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, we got one comment here saying, why didn't she educate her children on drugs? It's not about educating your kids about drugs, guys. This is not someone who is looking, who's going out and buying crack off the streets or something like that. It's somebody that this is, it's, it looks like prescription medication. They're making it look like it is Percocet. They're making it look like it is Xanax. And no, you shouldn't be taking these things necessarily without a prescription either. But it's not illegal, illicit drugs on the street. The kids today do not understand this. And they don't. I mean, even some of the sleeping medication I'm hearing is now getting fentanyl in it.
Time out. So how about shut the frickin' border down. Exactly. And this wouldn't even be a conversation.
I mean, it's so simple. It's maddening.
You know, the way that we just interweave these little arguments to make, oh, it's the person. Get a job, they say. Well, all of our jobs have been outsourced to China, guys.
You don't have any manufacturing jobs left. You know, we were talking about this on Friday.
Dare get your kids into the drug system.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea what a freaking drug was. I couldn't talk to my daughter about drugs because of DARE, and she was shamed into joining it. If you don't join DARE, you're shamed as a child. You sit in a room alone, and your friends mock you, and you don't get to win the little bear that they give out. Let's really think about what we're talking about, folks. You know, you take one little straw man piece of an article or of an argument. Well, their kids shouldn't do drugs. Well, how about the drugs shouldn't be here in the first place because we had the wall built and done and ready? How about that?
Perfectly said.
And Shady, here's Fort Well. Let's hear this.
Too want to share my sympathy for you and your family. It's someone who knows people who have also died. But I believe that the biggest culprit here, and I think the Republican colleagues of mine agree, is really going after China. I think China has blood on its hands. I don't think President Biden has blood on his hands. I think China has blood on its hands for the fentanyl crisis, because as a number of people have said, overwhelmingly these fentanyl is coming through points of entry, and overwhelmingly it's U.S. citizens. And the fentanyl we know is coming from over in China. And I think internationally we should all work to apply more pressure on China to account for what it's doing. And finally, I think Ms. Green is just divorced from reality when she wants to use the fentanyl seizures as a way to beat up on the president. Because Sheriff Lamb, you said earlier today that you are literally saving the country with the number of people that you have saved with those seizures. And where I come from, and where my brothers make a big seizure that get guns and drugs off the streets, we don't use that to make a political point. We use that to give an attaboy to the police officers for what they did. And so I'm going to give y'all an attaboy for what you've done, and thank you, because you've taken a lot of fentanyl off the streets and you've made us a lot safer because you've done it. Yield back.
Thank you. Fang Fang. Interesting comment.
Yeah. Kind of putting his ego in check there a little bit.
Yeah. He, he squirmed a little bit, blaming China for the fentanyl, and then proceeds to bash Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Mm-hmm. Well, he has to. Because he thinks that she's doing, he thinks that she is showboating. In his mind, she doesn't really care about the issue because he knows he doesn't really care about any issues. But from what I've watched from Marjorie Taylor Greene, she sure has been very, very loud spoken about the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. All right. So this is what's happening in Arizona. Let's check it out.
Because it seems it's starting to get more traction. People are starting to see what is happening in other parts of the Texas or other parts of the country outside of Texas. But once again, the terror for us has not stopped. And what I'm seeing is our constituents, the people that I represent in Del Rio, in Eagle Pass. I mean, earlier today, I was with a gentleman named Mr. King from Del Rio that was walking me through it. He goes, "Hey, Tony, I got two young kids, 3 and 5 year olds. And every day I'm under this attack. What is happening in Arizona?"
Well, the ranchers can't even let their kids out on their own to ride the range. We have families that are concerned every day. My son fell into an addiction with fentanyl. Luckily, he overcame it and was clean before he ended up passing away in a traffic accident. This is affecting every American family, and Arizonans are not immune from that.
My next question, also to you, Sheriff, is this is what I'm seeing, too, is the cartel manipulates our legal system. And I'm very concerned with unaccompanied children. This is something that really isn't getting a lot of attention. I'm curious if you've come across any situations where folks were connecting with a fake parent, if you will. I know a lot of that falls in the Border Patrol area, but when it comes to unaccompanied children, what are you seeing in Arizona?
Yeah, I'm part of the Alliance. I'm the chairman for the Alliance to Combat Transnational Threats, where we work with our federal partners. And I will tell you, contrary to the common belief, the majority of children are being separated by the cartels, not by the American government. We had, I believe, 130,000 unaccompanied minors last year alone. And they are, many cases, being released back to cartel members because there's no way for them to know where they came from or prove that these are family members. So it's absolutely happening. And they're taking advantage, like you said, of our policies here. They're very astute to what we believe and what we're trying to do.
I sit on my next question is in regards to funding. One of my colleagues brought up funding earlier. I sit on the Appropriations Committee, and Operation Stone Garden funds is an area of, look, money will never solve this problem. Throwing more money at the problem doesn't solve it. But if you put resources towards areas that work, you can tackle the problem correctly. I pushed for 3 years to increase Operation Stone Garden funds. Like I said, that program needs to be refined. They need to kind of take the gloves off, allow them to do some things. But can you speak to Operation Stone Garden? How is that? I know in Texas, one of our counties, in Brewster County, Sheriff Dotson, he was able to add an extra deputy. We in that area, he represents, it's larger than Delaware. Imagine getting an extra deputy. But how is it in Arizona with Stone Garden funds?
We appreciate Operation Stone Garden. It gives us the ability to work with Border Patrol on a daily basis. It funds my helicopter, my fuel, and all these things that we not only use for border security, but we use for search and rescue to save not only smugglers left behind, but to save other citizens that have been hurt while they're hiking or whatever.
Thank you, Sheriff. Chairman, I yield back.
Wow. So very interesting. Sheriff Lamb's admission for his son, he's a sheriff, got involved with fentanyl, guys.
And he's a great patriot. And it was very, very interesting, the accident that happened with his family. There's a lot of stuff going on down here. Mr. Lamb has been standing up against the cartels for quite some time.
Yeah. God bless. And he is a patriot.
Border states.
Yes, he is.
Across the United States. And in my home county of Suffolk, like I said, 2,000 miles north of the southern border, we saw 400, recently we saw 400 deaths due to fentanyl poisoning. And I think that we all agree that more must be done to stop these illegal substances from entering our communities. So my question is to you, Sheriff, what resources do you need to find and seize the illegal drugs that are coming across our border so that we can best fight this scourge that is killing so many Americans? And what impact, if any, in your opinion, would a wall or a fence or other physical barrier do to help you do your job, sir?
I'll answer the second thing first. The wall absolutely works. I mean, I have a wall around my house. It's not stopping anybody, but it's certainly deterring them from coming into my yard. It is a piece of border security. We got to put that together with the right amount of personnel, the right equipment. All of that works together to do it. My county will always have a problem because we have an Indian reservation that actually goes into Mexico. They won't build a wall there. So even in the good times, we still have people coming through. What we could do is continue to fund or increase the funding for Stone Garden. It gives us the ability to really help Border Patrol. And I would love to see a lot more equipment available for local law enforcement to be able to do it. For us, it's still going out and doing it the old-fashioned way, and that's traffic stops and getting people that are trying to be trafficked through the deserts, the cartels' activities through there.
Can you speak, Sheriff, at all to any of the technology that you could use to help do that job better, sir?
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. I would love to have a drone that was a military type drone, because the expense, I need one that flies 50 to 100 miles that we can monitor our desert areas. Because within the desert areas south of my county is where the cartels are pushing people who have criminal records. I don't know if most people know, in the last year, I think it's the last year, even if it was 2 years, there's been over 40,000 people apprehended that had criminal convictions here in America for crimes, and that they are also wanted by law enforcement. So think about the amount of people that are getting by us that we're not.
So more good points, Sheeta Groove.
You guys are patriots. A lot of good points there. And, you know, we talk about all the, you know, they're talking about all the seizures, and everybody's like, you know, we're really happy that they're seizing the fentanyl. But just like with the drug war of the 80s and 90s and 2000s, what they actually seize is just an example of what's out there in the market. They're not getting it all, and they're finding this stuff that's like car trunk loads of fentanyl that could kill every person in the country twice over in the back of a car. You know, what's getting through? What's not getting caught? That's the problem, not what we're finding.
The Real Crude Awakening, $10 Rumble Rant, got my Twitter account back. Woo, Elon set in the Matrix free.
Come on, Elon.
I know, right? I keep giving them crap. I keep appealing, but no such thing so far. Right here, guys, if you guys don't understand the amount of fentanyl, let's show you how much fentanyl can kill somebody.
It's demonstrated here of fentanyl sized against the penny. That's technically a lethal dose, enough to kill. And we know that last year, 13,000 pounds of fentanyl was seized in 2023. That's enough to kill 333 million Americans, nine times over.
You see that?
It's sobering. It should be sobering to understand the significance of a very, very small quantity. I think that's another thing that's lost on, you know, for people to understand. Like, you know, you think recreational drug use, whatever, you know, I mean, but this is very, very tiny, tiny amounts is deadly.
You saw that, right? I mean, pretty crazy. I want to go ahead and show you a little bit of this guy. This is Crying Jamie.
Certainly it does. This problem goes way beyond it. And that's why the majority needs to think long and hard about going down this road, because determined efforts by politicians and state actors to influence the entire media system, which is what we're talking about now, sweep far more broadly than just Twitter and Facebook. And if we're going to confront this problem of people using their public offices and state power to try to intimidate, then let's do it in a comprehensive way. Let's take an example, Mr. Chairman, that you'll recognize immediately. Over the weekend, you appeared on Newsmax, and you boasted that you had told AT&T, a private company, that they needed to restore Newsmax to carrying DirecTV or face the consequences. To quote you verbatim, quote, "I'm very upset that DirecTV doesn't have Newsmax on there. I've been in constant communication with the leader."
All this guy is worried about is censoring you.
Exactly. That's his concern.
Yeah.
The center of his concern.
Yeah. But let's listen to James. Let's listen to James Comer put him in his place.
To respond to that, what I encouraged was for Newsmax, AT&T, and DirecTV to work it out, or else there's going to be a big backlash among Americans against AT&T and DirecTV. If we could have them in for a hearing, I would have already had them in for a hearing.
Well, Mr. Chairman, if you yield for a second, the letter that you signed on January 2023 said Congress intends to conduct extensive oversight on the extent to which House Democrats and officials in federal offices colluded with private companies to limit, restrict, and circumvent First Amendment rights, implying that that's what they had done. These investigations will not be limited to social media companies.
Well, we've been looking into that. That's correct, because there's a concern about censorship. That's why we have this bill. We're producing the email that Mr. Goldman recognized. I love it when Mr. Goldman talks, because we take clips of that and we save it, because it's going to be valuable when we get into the investigative portion of what we do. Now, I'm not a member of the executive branch. I can't bring the full weight of the FBI and the rest of the federal law enforcement apparatus to bear on a company like the executive branch. We can't encourage private companies to work it out. We're not going to have a hearing like, I don't know, with the three hearings with the Washington Commanders on a private company. But there's a concern about censorship. There's a concern about government officials using their position to force social media companies into banning stuff that they say is disinformation. The whole purpose of the first hearing, honestly, was to see whether or not the laptop was legitimate, because that's all we heard, especially on left-wing media outlets, was that the laptop was Russian disinformation. And I think that narrative stuck with a lot of people. So people discounted the contents of the laptop. Now we heard Twitter executives testify under oath that that was a mistake. They know, in fact, that the laptop was real. We've seen CBS do a forensic audit to prove that the laptop has not been altered. And that's important because the contents of the laptop pose a huge problem for this White House. And we'll be getting into those investigations very soon, hopefully. But that's important. It's important to start out to understand that the contents of that laptop are real. They are not Russian disinformation, as those 51 former intelligence officials tried to imply, as the FBI tried to imply to Twitter. So this is a problem when the government tries to force social media companies into saying that stuff is Russia is disinformation when in fact it's not. Now, this amendment offered by Ranking Member Raskins is it's an unnecessary distraction and potentially dangerous precedents to introduce. Media organizations have editorial boards and are not immune from liability for the content they publish, examples being slander, libel, or other information they choose to publish. Unlike interactive computer services or internet platforms, which are the target of H.R. 140. That is the target of H.R. 140, internet platforms. Internet platforms carry the speech of Americans and other media organizations. The focus of our bill, H.R. 140, is on federal censorship activities that target internet platforms that carry the speech of Americans and other organizations, including media organizations. We should not introduce this amendment's dangerous precedent that would prohibit traditional federal press engagement with media organizations that have journalistic independence and editorial discretion. I urge my colleagues to oppose this amendment. Does any other member seek recognition? Chair recognizes Ms. Bailey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have an amendment at the desk.
The clerk will.
Yeah, very interesting, right?
They want to censor you, Shady.
They want to censor me. I'm still off Twitter. I made the Twitter file 16, Shady, and I'm still not on Twitter by Angus Asshat. Oh, wait, excuse me. What's his name? Angus King.
they're going to be reluctant all the way forward with this. I mean, look, there's nobody there at the hearing. Like none of the colleagues on the other side of the aisle seem to be interested in this stuff.
Yeah,
we are, because it's corruption at the highest levels of government.
Wow. And here's, check out Josh Hawley. Check it out, Shady.
He responded as follows, and I quote, "My personal Twitter account is comprised of posts about my mystery novels, events at the White House Historical Association, Pittsburgh sports teams, travels, and my dog," end quote. Is this an accurate statement?
Yes, Senator.
I just remind you, you're under oath. Is this an accurate statement?
Yes, Senator.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your Twitter posts then that I was asking you about.
So now this is about confirming Biden's new nominee, Shady.
Yep.
I guess I jumped ahead to another one. This is, she took the Twitter about mandates being lifted for kids.
On February 18th, 2022, you posted on Twitter bemoaning the dropping of mask requirements for children, including those under the age of 5. Do you remember that post?
No, Senator, those tweets were in my personal capacity.
No. I asked you, would you give all public posts that you had made on Twitter? You said no, effectively, and you said that your Twitter posts consisted of mystery novels, events at the White House Historical Association, Pittsburgh sports teams, travels, and my dog. And you just told me now under oath that you stood by that. So now let's talk about your Twitter posts. On February 18th, 2022, you posted bemoaning the fact that mask requirements for children under the age of 5, one of whom I happen to have, by the way, had been dropped. Is that a post about your dog or sports teams?
My social media is in my personal capacity.
Answer my question, please, because you've testified under oath that you only posted about your dog and sports teams and novels. And you also said you wouldn't give this committee any of your public posts. So is your post on February 18th, 2022, bemoaning the lifting of mask requirements for children under the age of 5, who I might just ask, all of the data has said is extremely harmful to children, these mask requirements. We'll leave that aside for now. Is that a post about your dog or sports teams? Yes or no?
My social media is in my personal capacity, Senator.
Yes or no, Ms. Shogan, you are under oath before this committee. And I have to say, you have placed this issue squarely in record by repeatedly refusing to answer. Yes or no?
My social media is in my personal capacity, Senator.
Mm-hmm. They just lie.
Yep. That's all they do. Over and over and over again. And he's putting her right there in the spot. What's she going to do?
And she wants to become the national archivist.
Great. More Trump.
Oh my gosh. I tell you, you know, it's so amazing what's happening.
Well, it makes you a bit indifferent. That's for sure.
The Senate Judiciary Committee today gets interrupted by a left-wing activist screaming about Equal Rights Amendment.
Back when the ERA was introduced in the House in 1971,
I asked the Capitol Police to enforce.
This trial is a fraud. The more we delay the trial, the more poor women pay. Every day, poor women are told that they have no constitutional basis in court. And yet, they seek justice just like we do. Women die every day. Women die every day because the ERA has been ignored. It is already ratified and ready. We can do it today. All Biden needs to do is pick up the phone and make a phone call to the constitutional archivists who will in fact ratify and publish the ERA. Poor women have no choice. They have been locked out of this process. I dissent. Using Ruth Bader Ginsburg justice as an excuse to delay this process.
There she goes.
You hear fading. She's dragging her ass out of there.
Let's try to maintain order so we can get through this proceeding and have all points of view expressed.
Back when the ERA.
Capitol Police a little slow on the jump there.
I know, right? Oh my gosh. So the House Armed Service Committee is also meeting as well. And Gates, check this out.
Ukraine has a corruption problem, right?
There's a long history of issues with corruption in Ukraine.
Infrastructure minister arrested for stealing $400,000. Deputy head of Zelensky's office can't explain where the sports cars came from, so he had to resign. Deputy defense minister resigned over contracting corruption, but the defense ministry put out a statement that his resignation was a worthy deed. And the wife of a former Ukrainian politician was found with $22 million in cash crossing the border into Hungary last year. Seems as though a lot of the zeal for enforcement of the anti-corruption effort seems to align with the Republican control of the House of Representatives in our country. Maybe that's a coincidence. But let's get to this end-use monitoring you testified to. The Arms Control Act of 1996 requires end-use monitoring for certain defense articles that are sold or leased, right?
Correct.
And there's no feature of anything we've passed that exempts what we've given to Ukraine from those requirements in the Arms Control Act, right?
Not exempts. There are different provisions as to how that plays out in different circumstances.
That is controlling law, controlling policy. And here's the upshot. As you testify here today, you cannot testify truthfully under oath that the DOD has complied with the policy and law regarding end-use monitoring during all times of this conflict. Isn't that right?
So I want to be careful here when I respond to you, Congressman, to make sure that I'm clear. We are conducting a series of evaluations that look at the controls that DOD has in place to ensure that they are taking the steps that are required.
And I get all that, but here's the operative question. We haven't complied with end-use monitoring according to the law with everything we've sent to Ukraine to date, have we?
So our 2020 report, which is our last public report on this, made a number of recommendations. All of those have been
I know, but you're sort of dodging the question. You cannot testify that we have complied with the end-use monitoring requirements at all times during this conflict, can you?
So we have an ongoing evaluation.
I get
right
that it's
now.
Ongoing. I'm looking backwards. You cannot testify that everything is complied with the law and the in-use monitoring, can you?
So some of that gets into the classified report that
right,
we issued
right.
previously.
But I think everyone watching this could see that if you could testify to that, you would. You're citing a classified report. I don't know why that report's classified. I think the American people deserve to know if this 1996 law is being followed or not. You can't testify that it is being followed. And so I think they can draw reasonable conclusions from that. Do we, Dr. Call, do we have DOD personnel in Ukraine now?
We do. We have a couple dozen at the embassy.
Other than the embassy, any other personnel?
Nope.
How about CIA? Are there training folks in Ukraine?
Not going to talk about that in an unclassified setting. Happy to talk about that further in the classified briefing.
Is the Azov battalion getting access to U.S. weapons?
Not that I'm aware of, but you have information.
I seek unanimous consent to enter into the record the Global Times investigative report that talks about training. It's from the Atlantic Council's Digital Forensics Research Lab, citing that the Azov Battalion was even getting stuff as far back as 2018.
Without objection, so ordered.
Any reason to disagree with that assessment,
Dr. Is this Paul? Is this the Global Times from China?
No, this is.
Well, that's what you read.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah. Would that be a reason?
As a general matter, I don't take Beijing's propaganda.
Well, no. Yeah, but just tell me if the allegation is true or false. I mean,
I don't have any evidence one way or the other. As a general matter, I don't take Beijing's propaganda at face value.
Fair enough. I would agree with that assessment. April 2022, President Biden is describing the supplemental funding that we're providing to Ukraine. He says, quote, it's also going to help schools and hospitals open. It's going to allow pensions and social support to be paid to the Ukrainian people so they have something in their pocket. So help me understand how U.S. taxpayers paying for pensions in Ukraine is a good idea for our country.
I would defer you to other parts of our government. The Department of Defense doesn't have a role in pensions in Ukraine.
You're a senior Biden administration official. The president said that it's really important that we keep funding the pensions in Ukraine. I would observe that the U.S. Census Bureau says that in 2022, the U.S. pension shortfall is $1.4 trillion. So while we have a corrupt Ukrainian government, while we have our watchdog here who can't say that we followed the law on in-use monitoring, we have the President of the United States saying we need to fund pensions in Ukraine. Meanwhile, the pensions of our fellow Americans are in greater jeopardy. Mr. Chairman, I see that my time has expired, but I seek...
So very interesting. He's asking about the Azov Battalion funding. They can't answer it, and you know they are. I mean, it's just common knowledge. And we actually... You know, when is the last time a Treasury Secretary visits Ukraine, Shady? To give them $1.2 billion?
Can't remember that happening.
Well, she got a music video.
You all are welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much, dear minister, your team, ambassador. You're very welcome. Thank you. Thanks so much. We are happy that you are with us, really, at the right side.
So that's what you call treason, Shady Groove, in my opinion. Shady Groove, we have a Treasury Secretary over there. I don't care about Ukraine. Maybe Joe Biden and his 10% does, but I don't. I care about America. I care about you guys.
Let's go back in time really fast to about three years ago, whenever our great president, Donald Trump, was forwardly asking for funding for a border wall. He was asking you for $5 billion. He was asking the Congress for $5 billion to build and complete the border wall and to actually initiate it. Think about that for 1 second. We have now sent $100+ billion to Ukraine. We have now stepped away, walked away from $90 billion worth of equipment into Afghanistan and just dismiss it like it is nothing, doesn't even matter, has no relevance whatsoever. But Donald Trump had to work around these idiots in government for almost a year to figure out how he was going to get $5 billion from the defense spending, whatever it is, 600 billion, trillion, whatever, however much it is. He got $5 billion from there, and they fought him tooth and nail. Every person, almost a rhino, Democrat, Republican, they almost all fought him for $5 billion for a border wall. What he was doing there was not trying to build a wall. What he was doing there was he was trying to prove to everybody that these idiots in Washington, D.C. don't really want a wall. And I think that we're getting the point now.
Yeah. Breaking news. There's a train derailment carrying propane tanks in Manatee County, Florida. Emergency crews have been called to the scene. There's a look at it right there. There's your propane. Yep. Look at.
What are they doing today? Yeah.
What are they doing today?
I'm sensing another controlled burn.
Let's just burn it, Shady. Look at that. Look at that train derailment right there. Wow. And that's in Manatee, Florida, Shady Group, Manatee County. So there's breaking news there. It looks like Bill Gates is worried about QAnon or Q and Anons. I'm not sure. Let's check this out.
The role of news. And of course, one big difference between now and when you were building Microsoft is social media. How worried are you by developments at Twitter and in general, the potential of social media to drive polarization and division and crazy ideas and conspiracy theories?
Well, the digital availability of information should be a positive thing for democracy. You know, I can go and read any bill in the Congress. I can go look at who voted how on that bill. I can go and look at the Medicare budget and see, okay, when is it going to go bankrupt? And okay, what are the various ideas about fixing that? So the free availability of information, naively, certainly within the IT industry, people like myself who got a chance to be part of creating these things, we thought it would be a net plus for democracy. And that is still there. That access to information is incredibly beneficial. The fact that's been taken, where you can kind of just find people who believe QAnon and sit there all day long and be told how right you are and not pulled out of that, that is definitely, you know, one of the four or five problems I put into the next generation must figure this one out bucket.
Booga booga booga, Bill.
Wow. How's that fear production going?
Mm-hmm. He's worried about QAnon, or is he worried about Q, the information that we have, and you, the Anons?
You mean he might be worried about millions of people knowing all those trips that he took to Epstein Island and all the money that he got from Epstein and his dad being a eugenicist and all the eugenicists happened to be globalists and all the globalist eugenicists just happened to be trying to exterminate the population and we might have gotten wind of it, that thing?
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah. Maybe people need to look into Q. Everybody's afraid of it.
I really wish they would.
The same people attacking QAnon are the same people attacking Trump.
Q said, watch for the loudest voices.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're seeing him.
Scottish Anon says he's approaching panic level 5. I think you're right, Shady. I mean, he's right. That's panic because we see you. We understand where you come from, and we're not a democracy, Kermit.
I think. And it's kind of panic, just the idea that they got to go out in public and say some of these things. You know, I mean, they're actually being, you know, confronted, and then their explanation is lacking just a bit on most fronts.
It's just so stupid.
It really is.
We've got to be careful. Chicago inmates are claiming that they're being pressured to illegally vote in the mayoral election to try to get Beetlejuice. What I want to play right now is a little bit of what Russia is doing, because, you know, we only hear the propaganda from the mainstream media. But let's check out what Putin is saying recently. Let's check it out.
Another priority for us is fighting the terrorist threat. Over 2022, the number of terrorist attacks grew, attempts at terrorist attacks grew. This is explained by the attempts by the Kyiv regime to use terrorist methods against Russia. This is something that has been used for a long time in the Donbass. And the West has been trying to reanimate terrorist cells of their old friends, as we say, in our territories. We know that the West has stooped so low as to use radical elements and extremists against us. This has always been the case.
Wow. So essentially, you know, what he's saying is the Kyiv regime are using Western-backed terrorist methods against Russia. And they're using radical elements and extremism against them. You know, like all the stupid crap that you see happening in our country today. Now, he goes on. There's active attempts to stir up extremists, separatists, and Nazis in Russia.
We need to curtail the illegal activities of those who are trying to undermine and weaken our society to use separatism and nationalism and neo-Nazism or xenophobia against us. This is a tactic that has always been used against us, and currently we have seen active attempts to stir up this filth in our country.
He wants to get rid of the Nazis, the filth in his country. I mean, boy, can you imagine if we did that, Shady? Everybody would be arrested.
I mean, you know, pretty much everybody that has gotten elected into an office might be arrested. That's a fact.
All right. So I kind of wanted to go into this a little bit, Shady Groove. First of all, I have a question. Why is Stacey Abrams in Nigeria overseeing their elections?
Far at the different polling stations you have visited here in Abuja.
I would say that despite a slow start with the BVAS, we have seen orderly lines, we have seen long lines signaling strong enthusiasm, but we've also seen a great deal of cooperation and a very peaceful conversation among voters. They want to be heard, and they are willing to stand in line and have patience because they know that's their path to progress.
It's interesting you say that, because one of the things that I have observed the past few days, this huge contingent of youth voters that many believe will really play a significant role in this election. And the people that we've been speaking with have said they believe there will be high turnout today. You, of course, are well known in the United States for your activism,
stealing elections,
figure, an author, somebody who has done so much to try to expand voting rights. From the conversations that you have had, especially with youthful voters here in Nigeria, what is the takeaway?
Well, I've had a chance to speak with Yaga and with a number of youth voters across the state. And what they've said almost uniformly is they want to be heard. They believe progress is possible. They believe that more is possible. They understand that they are the most assailed by unemployment, that the challenges they face are real, but that so is the opportunity for change.
All right. So let's get her off. Nlu 4506 says, "Oh my God, Nigeria, you are in for a fake election." Well, funny you say that, my friend.
Yeah, thank you.
Because here is The Guardian today and many others. Let me just bring it over to the right screen. There you go. So this is Nigeria's opposition parties. They're calling for an election to be scrapped. Labor Party claimed Julius Abur says the vote has been irretrievably compromised. Nigeria's main opposition parties have called for the country's presidential election to be scrapped, alleging that the results showing the ruling party's candidate in the lead has been manipulated.
No, Jeff, calm down, relax.
Come on, man.
Just relax. You're getting way out of the box here. She's simply trying to help people that are struggling to understand what it means to vote. Settle down.
Right. Funny thing, that was a great question, Enlu, and there's your sauce. We show you here every day what is really happening. And by the way, there's the University of Chicago. They're the ones that taught everybody in South America how to steal votes, how to steal elections in South America to make them who they are today, which is socialists and communists and, you know, basically poor third world countries. That's what they're doing. They're coming for you if we don't stand up, Shady Groove.
They're going to stand up, Jeff. These Patriots out there, they won before the game even started. They know what we have to do. They know the mission ahead, and they realize that without us, it goes nowhere. I want to thank everybody out there for everything that you've been doing. I know it's not easy, but it is necessary.
We have a big show tomorrow. John Thayer, Shady Groove, the presentation that was given in Arizona. We're going to have him on tomorrow on the show. And let's be a little bit more like this guy, Shady Groove. Here we go. This is a new video from Pure Blood Films, Patriot 151. Let's check it out, guys. Hope you enjoy it. Shady, see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Trump. Is everybody ready? I want to be like the Donald Trump. I want to be like the Donald Trump. I want to be like the Donald Trump. I wanna be like the Donald Trump. Well, I can fly around in my own jet plane, have a big tall building that shouts my name, tell my stylist to give me that hair, and know what it's like to be a billionaire. I get politics right out the door, cause we're not gonna take it anymore. Get my picture on the cover of Time, and everybody else just waiting in line. I wanna be like the Donald Trump. 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 I can make America great again, and I'll never give up. Just stand back and watch me win. Hey, Trump. Country proud and strong, take the USA back to where she belongs. I can build a wall down on the border. We gotta bring back some law and order. Maybe hold a rally and people would come, cause everybody knows I can get it done. I would need no money from lobbyists. I'd speak from the heart and tell it like it is. I wanna be like the Donald Trump. 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 I can make America great again, and I'll never give up. Just stand back and watch me win.
Trump. Give it to the Don. Come on. If you're feeling inspired, come on. If you're sick and you're tired, here we stand and the time has come. Say it with me now, time for Trump. Here we go. I wanna be like the Donald Trump. I wanna be like the Donald Trump. I can make America great again, and I'll never give up. Just stand back and watch me win. Yeah.
It's time for Trump. www.mg.show. Boom.